Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany Lewis with Forbes Breaking News. Joining me now is my colleague, Forbes staff writer, Zach Everson. Zach, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me again, Brittany.
You wrote this piece. I want to read the headline and then dive right in. Here's the headline. How a convicted sex offender became the bane of GOP group's robocall efforts. So there's a lot going on there. First, can you talk about who is the person at the center of this story?
Sure. The person is named William J. Hunsaker Jr. He is a former attorney from Colorado. And the way the story came about was actually really interesting in that I got a tip that the Trump campaign had paid this guy, Hunsaker, $3,900 for legal. And that was the only thing it was described for was legal. It showed up in campaign finance. And the reason that this transaction stuck out to the person who passed it along to me was that it was so small. You know, Trump's certainly using his campaign, using his PAC money for legal bills, but what sort of legal bill comes in at $3,900? So this person then Googled the name, and the first thing that came up was a State Department press release about his going on the lam when he was originally arrested for the sexual assault allegations. And then if you started looking into this person's, if you searched up their name in court records, you would see that he had filed a couple suits against other groups for violating the Do Not Call list. So that's kind of how the whole thing came together.
And can you talk about his crime a little bit? It happened in the early 2000s. What went on there?
Yeah, so it was more than 20 years ago in 2003. He was charged with 2 counts of sexual assault on a child, 2 counts of sexual assault on a child with a pattern of abuse, and 2 counts of conspiracy to commit sexual assault. And those charges stemmed from a series of allegations involving a 9-year-old boy and his 11-year-old sister, according to government press release. So Hunsaker posted the $350,000 bond, but then failed to appear at a pretrial court appearance. 6 months later, he was found in Costa Rica. Hunsaker said in a later court filing that the idea of going on the lam was his lawyer's idea. His lawyer since passed away, so we were not able to get in touch with the lawyer and find out if that was in fact the case. Hunsaker's first trial, the jury acquitted him of 4 of the charges, deadlocked on the other 2. There was then a second trial in June 2006. The jury found him, convicted him of 1 count each of sexual assault on a child and sexual assault with a pattern of abuse. He was sentenced to 16 years to life in prison, but was paroled in February 2019.
So he gets out of jail, and then he goes on what you described as this lawsuit spree against political groups. Walk us through that.
Sure. So later the year that he got out of jail, 2019, he added his phone number to the National Do Not Call Registry. And, you know, that's run by the Federal Trade Commission. I'm sure a lot of people who are watching this are on it. If not, you may want to look into doing it, where you list your name there, and it's to prevent sales calls from coming through to you. But there are certain caveats, and political calls are still allowed. There's a whole bunch of different rules from different organizations based on that. So he filed his first lawsuit in July of 2022, where he sought $1,500 in damages from Turning Point USA, the conservative group that tries to recruit kids on college campuses to push for conservative causes. He filed a lawsuit against them for $1,500. They just said the dispute was resolved amicably. Hunsaker would just say that the case was settled, so I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but it sounds like some sort of payoff may have been made. 7 months after that, Hunsaker filed 2 more lawsuits. One of them was against the Denver Gazette, which is a media outlet in Colorado that has a conservative op-ed page. It's owned by the same owner of the Washington Examiner, I believe. And it was that day as well that he also filed a suit against Save America and 2 other Trump fundraising vehicles for $9,000. So that was the one that it was the settlement, and that most likely for that case is what led us to that $3,900 payment and kind of figuring out exactly what's going on here.
So he's suing for small amounts of money, a couple thousand here, $1,500 there. How much has he made in this lawsuit spree?
We don't know exactly. So he declined to give a number, citing settlement agreements. The only payment that we saw at FEC filings was the $3,900. It's possible campaign groups have made other payments to him, and it's just been enough time hasn't passed for them to show up on campaign finance reports. But he has gotten a little bit more ambitious with each progressive lawsuit, where I said the first one against Turning Point was 1,500, and then he upped it to 9,000 for the Denver Gazette and the Trump groups. Later on, it went up to 10,500 when he filed 7 lawsuits against 12 groups on one day in November 2023. And in December, he went after a couple of Nikki Haley groups for a combined $21,000. So we don't know exactly what he's mad at. He certainly insinuated that it's been more than the $3,900 that he's been paid.
It's an interesting side hustle to make a couple thousand dollars. So what are the rules here when it comes to political calls and the national Do Not Call registry?
So the political calls are actually exempt from the national Do Not Call registry. It is only for sales calls. And political groups are not regulated by that. So, entities that illegally call numbers that are in the registry can be fined up to $50,000 a call, and recipients can then sue the caller for $500 for each delayed infraction, or up to $1,500 if they say that it was willingly and knowingly they violated the regulations. But it's political committees are banned from calling mobile numbers without the explicit prior consent of the person they are calling. That is not part of the National Do Not Call Registry rules. Those are actually FCC rules. And that's kind of what he's combining both of these in these lawsuits. So you're finding that a lot of, some of these groups are having decent success defending themselves in these sort of cases. So the NRSC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, has defended itself successfully in a lot of these cases, arguing that there's no proof that they were actually the group behind the call, that they are a political entity, and therefore the law does not apply to them. And they've gotten a lot of these cases thrown out by making those arguments.
So did these groups know that he was a convicted sex offender, and does that matter at all here?
It does not appear that's been the case. None of them came forward and said they knew it, or they didn't want to comment on it. It is the first result you get if you Google this guy's name, is the, at least for me, it was the press release that the State Department put out about extraditing him from Costa Rica. As for Hunsaker, he said, quote, "I don't know if they would have said, well, we're not going to pay you because you've got a felony conviction for sexual assault 20 years ago. But then he walked that back a bit and said, I guess they might have said that. It's not relevant to the claim. They violated the law, in my opinion, so I filed a lawsuit against them."
And you actually talked to Hunsaker. So can you describe that conversation a little bit for us?
Sure. He was kind of curious as to why I called. I explained the same, explained how we came across his name. And we chatted about that for a bit. And I was asking him, part of the thing is I couldn't find a lot of these lawsuits up front. There were a couple that were in federal court, so I was able to pull those. And those were ones, there was the one against Turning Point USA and another one against the campaign for Speaker Mike Johnson, his campaign. But Hunsaker made it clear he had filed many of these lawsuits. So it was at that point, that information that had me going back to look at state court, which is where we found most of the rest of these. And, when I asked him if there are other courts where I might find, his suits, he got a little apprehensive about necessarily suggesting I go look up his name in state court, which of course I had already done by the time I was calling him. So I made it clear to him that yes, that is part of why I'm interested in this, is that we certainly do know your backstory here as well.
You're naming things like Turning Point USA, the campaign for Speaker Mike Johnson, a Trump PAC. All of these have in common that they are conservative, right-leaning. We know that from your reporting, Hunsaker is actually a registered Democrat. Did he go after these conservative and right-leaning groups by design?
He said that's not the case. He just said he hasn't been contacted by any liberal groups, which is somewhat interesting since he is a registered Democrat. You'd think he might have showed up on some of their lists. But what also makes sense is, for whatever reason, it's quite possible his number just, came into, got put on some conservative calling list that has been sold and sold and sold to a whole bunch of different groups, and his number has just stayed on there, and that might be why he, continues to get these calls if he is in fact getting those calls.
Zach Everson, thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.